The trip to the moon can be considered a scouting mission of sorts, designed to assess the lunar environment ahead of NASA's current plan to return a crewed mission to the moon through the Artemis program in late 2026. The moon's south pole is an area widespread interest amid a new international space race, as the region is thought to be home to stores of water ice. The precious resource could be converted into drinking water for astronauts or even rocket fuel for missions exploring deeper into space. Packed on board the lunar lander are six NASA science and technology payloads. They include a radio receiver system that will study lunar plasma, which is created by solar winds and other charged particles raining down on the moons. ODS trip to the moon can be considered a scouting mission of sorts, designed to assess the lunar environment ahead of NASA's current plan to return a crewed mission to the moon through the Artemis program in late 2026. The moon's south pole is an area widespread interest amid a new international space race, as the region is thought to be home to stores of water ice. The precious resource could be converted into drinking water for astronauts or even rocket fuel for missions exploring deeper into space. Packed on board the lunar lander are six NASA science and technology payloads. They include a radio receiver system that will study lunar plasma, which is created by solar winds and other charged particles.